Welcome, 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 welcome. You are most welcome to the Dreamer Girl podcast. My name is Gbemisola. I am your host and I am so grateful that you tuned in. This is going to be lit.
Hi guys, welcome to the Dreamer Girl podcast. As always, I'm so excited and so grateful that you tuned in. So this is episode 78. First of all, how have you been? How was last week? What did you learn? How did you grow? What new things did you try? I think that that's my standard set of questions. I think I always ask those questions first. Sorry. They are good questions. What new things did you try last week? What new habits did you, add to your routine? What habits did you stop? Did you take out of your routine? What books did you read last week? Or what book did you read last week? What did you... what new things did you implement from the things that you've learned? How were you different last week? Or in what ways were you the same great you last week? Just think about these questions and ask yourself questions. How was last week? Honestly, how was last week for you? Yes. This week on the podcast, I want to talk about being the main character energy. And why am I sitting like this? I don't know. being the main character in your life. So this year, my birthday, that was something I was really thinking about when my birthday came around, to be honest, because at that point my schoolwork had really become so serious, was serious for like several months leading up to my birthday, and I was like coming out of one season, stepping into a new season, and just different things. It was a great birthday. I was very excited, I was happy, but I was just thinking a lot about like being the main character. Like, what decisions am I making? Am I acting like somebody else is supposed to just, open all the doors for me? Someone else is supposed to make it make sense for me? Or was I really talking to God and asking questions and making decisions and showing up? And it's so important. Like, life is so different when you act like you are the main character in your life. When you act like this is a story. This is, as a Christian now, this is a story of Jesus, but he's outworking something in and through me, right? When you act like that, and if you're on the YouTube world or phone, if you regularly get lost on YouTube and taking in great content, you've probably stumbled on one of those videos about being the main character. And it's just that idea that who is in the driver's seat of your life? Like, who's making the decisions? Who is thinking through the decisions that are being made? Like, what is the story that your life is telling? And who decided on that story? Are you just going through life, doing all the supposed to's of life, all the things that everybody else does, everybody else says you're supposed to do? Or are you intentional? Are you asking questions? Are you deciding? Are you making decisions? Are you thinking things through? Are you going after the things that you want? Is this leading to something? Are you acting like you're on a mission? And life is so different. Like, life comes alive when you act like you have a part to play in your life. Like, the buck stops at your table. Like, you are in charge. And there are so many ways to start acting like the main character. There's so many tips that people give, particularly on those videos in YouTube. But for me, when I think about being the main character, it's more of a personal responsibility thing. It's more serious than, and not to say anything is less serious. I don't like how I phrase that, but lots of times we talk about being grateful, like wearing whatever you want to wear, just like showing up and being bright, and that is deep, right? To be able to make your own decisions and decide that I'm going to dress like people should talk to me. I'm going to dress like, I'm not squatting on earth. Like, I'm here. The Lord brought me here. I have purpose. There's a purpose as to why I'm here. Like, that is deep. But even when I think about, being the main character, I even think deeper, like taking responsibility for life. And it's like this quote that Bishop Oyedepo used to say, you are absolutely responsible for the outcome of your life. And there's so many things that happen to us, that people do to us, that just happens in the world, that you feel like I wasn't in charge of that. I couldn't have made any decision to change that. And that is valid for certain things. But the more you're prone to just saying that, this was not in my hand, there's nothing I could have done, there's nothing I could have said differently, if that is your go-to mindset, then you're not going to be acting like the main character in your life. That means you're delegating your power, in other words. You're giving everybody else your power. Like I said, there's situations where it was really not in your hand. But if that becomes your default way, the default way you go through life, the default way you go through the world. And I was talking to, weeks ago, I was talking about the whole project and talking to young students. And I remember telling them, you know, for as long as you got bad grades because a teacher was bad, there is nothing you can do. You will keep getting the bad grades because the teacher is the one that is bad. Like, for as long as you delegate that responsibility, you will never take ownership of what you can do, of what you can contribute, of how you can change things. So for as long as it is the teacher's fault, you can't realize that, okay, maybe I can change my reading strategy, maybe I can get external help, maybe I can do something else. So you delegate the responsibility, you delegate the power. And at some point, there are decisions that you have to decide. Yeah, not decisions you have to decide. There are things that make you have to decide that I don't want to delegate my power anymore. Like, this is power I want to take back to do something. And many times when I just think that I've done it, I keep doing it many times, and it's like constantly reminding myself that There's something that you can take responsibility for here. There's something that you can do here. There's a change that you can effect here. And that changes how you approach life. I've shared this story so many times. I think the first time that being like the main character really came alive to me, maybe not the first time. You know, there's so many things that you've done in the past I can't really remember. But in this moment, the first time I remember consciously was like post-graduation from the university. And I've shared this in different contexts on different episodes of the podcast. But for like the first couple of months after graduation, I was just miserable. And I was just in this place where I wasn't doing anything, to be honest. And I was just there. I was just cruising. Maybe I was cooking and eating, just maybe even reading here and there. But I knew I was online. I wasn't posting much. I was like those people that just lurk in the background, in the shadows. They're not commenting, they're not liking, they're not posting, but they're just there observing people's lives and seeing what everybody else is doing. And it was just not a nice place to be. And I remember praying about it and just feeling like you're miserable because you are doing nothing. Like, your mind is idle, and so the devil, the enemy thoughts, they are running wild. So all your insecurities, their feelings of inferiority, they're just taking center stage in your mind because you're really doing nothing. And that's when I started to myself, you know, do your own, show up. And it's that idea that there are things that you can do, there are ways to step up, there are ways to show up. And it's going through life thinking like that, okay, things may happen to me, but how am I reacting? What am I doing? How am I being present for my own life? And so the first thing, when I think main character energy, the first thing I think of is personal responsibility, not just going out and smelling the roses, which is fantastic. Do that, you know, infuse your life with things that make you happy. But even that, it comes from a place of taking responsibility for your joy, for your happiness, for your dreams, taking responsibility for what story your life is telling. And as a Christian, that means really talking to God, like asking questions, praying, learning, being led, and things like that. And so on this week's episode, that's the main thing, the idea that you are the main character of your story, right? It's you that will be questioned about what you did with your talents. And it's that, like, if we're going to act like this is a movie, like, how would you show up if the spotlight was on you, if somebody was watching your story? How are you acting? What story have you been telling so far? And is that the story you want to tell with your life? If you were the lead actress, like, are you acting like the lead actress? And this reminds me of like The Holiday, like the movie The Holiday. It's like rom-com, like I've said so many times, I like rom-com. That's it. But one, I think maybe that's where this came from. I'm actually not sure. I do vaguely remember watching one of those main character videos. I don't even think I finished the video, but someone was saying that this was probably where this whole main character thing came from. I don't know, I didn't research the history. But one of the characters, I think it was Kate Winslet, her character was told by this amazing director that she bumps into. Watch the movie, it's just like rom-com back in the day. It's a really cute movie. But he was telling her that she's not a supporting actress, like she has the face of a lead actress, that she should be more present in her own life. She should not let people walk over her for nothing, like she should really show up for life. And there are many things that are great about that, and there are many things that we can go deep and say, is this accurate? But the point is, don't be acting like everybody else gets to have a fantastic life and you don't. Like, it's in your case that, you know, you were just created to be a background, you know, actor. Like, you, the focus is not on you. There's nothing special about your story, because I do not believe that that's true. And so it's this idea of, what do you want to create in your life, and starting to take responsibility for that. So gratitude comes in here, because gratitude makes everything better. Being grateful makes everything better. Being grateful for your life, being grateful for the way you look, being grateful for the opportunities that you've had, just makes everything better. Being grateful for people in your life definitely makes everything better. So that's one. Being present, you know, like I was saying, smelling the roses, tasting your food when you're eating it, listen to what people are actually saying, observing the color of people's eyes, like just being present, it makes life richer. It makes the colors are deeper. It's like everything comes alive because you're present. So if you're working, if you're at work, be there, enjoy it, be present, learn, commit to it. I was reading another book a while back, and I think it was about focus or something, and they were saying that one of the easiest ways to focus is to actually become interested in what you're doing, and like just becoming, like just directing all your energies into it. Or maybe the point was how to be focused or how to be interested. I think it's how to be interested. You become interested by focusing intensely on something. So even if it's like boring work or you don't like your job, it's for as long as you're there, can you find the joy? And that leads to another book, Grant Cardone's 10X, the 10X effect. And he was talking about how people that go through life like they're on a mission make the most of it. They really are present, and it's thinking like that. So being present, you know, once I'm being a main character, deciding I'm responsible, what is the mission I'm on, and then committing to that, like acting like everything is part of that mission, or picking things that are part of that mission. So again, being main character, like I said earlier, there are things in your life that you might not be able to control, but it's like deciding that you're not going to go through life with that mindset, like somebody else is in control. It's understanding that you, by the grace of God, have been given room to make decisions, like life and death I put before you. Make a choice, choose. And so there's that power that you have. And so it's going through life like you're on a mission, going through them and deciding that I'm going to be present, I'm going to show up, I'm going to make decisions, I'm going to think through my options, I'm going to decide where I want to go with my life, I'm going to wear red and wear orange and wear bright colors. And now, this is not for anybody, but for me, I remember there was another season in my life where I started like deciding to like get like really dressed on a regular basis. And that was just because I said, it's, and this is a quote I say to myself randomly, it's hard to hide in orange. And it's that idea that sometimes we let our external reflect the internal. So our external, instead of wearing bright colors, wear really dark colors, like so you will not be noticed, because in your heart you do not want to be noticed, you're feeling shy. And sometimes you just have to take charge of that and say, you know, I'm going to let the external, I'm going to start acting like it before I even start to believe it deeply inside. And so like when you're like the best dressed in a room, you really can't hide. And that might not be everybody's strategy, but for me, that was one more strategy for me to feel like the main character. Like, yeah, you know, I have a wardrobe budget. You know, I have a great budget for my wardrobe, and I'm getting dressed and I'm showing up, and people are asking me questions because they're seeing me around. Like, I'm always dressed. Like, you have to back that up with something. And I'm starting to speak up more. I'm starting to just show up more. And it's just that idea of acting like the main character, acting like you're not the supporting character, acting like, and this is not to be selfish or to be arrogant in life, it's just this idea that you can make decisions, like you can open doors for yourself, you can take the initiative, you can start something, you can do something, you can learn something, you can be present. And so that's the main thing I wanted to leave you with on this week's episode. Like, have you been acting like, you know, just going through the motions? They said you should do that, so you did it. And the person said you should do that, so you did it. Somebody hurt you, and you know, you just decide that they're going to have the control over you forever. It's saying no to all that and deciding that this is what I want to do instead. I don't want to give you power. Yes, you hurt me, but I'm going to let you go because I don't want to give you power over my life anymore. Delegating responsibility is delegating power. So as long as you keep giving people the responsibility and saying they are the ones that caused it, they are the ones that can change it, they are the ones that can fix it, they are the ones in charge, then you keep giving them all your power. And you do have power. You have power to make changes in your life. You have power to agree with God, particularly if you're a person of faith, to create the life that he had for you, the life that he designed you for. And so that's just the idea of this episode, that on this episode, that you can act like the main character of your life. You can start to act like, what would I do? Like, if this was a movie and somebody was watching it and I'm the lead actress, what would I be doing? and I'm the lead actor, what would I be doing? Is this how I would just be letting people make decisions for me? And this, again, it's not to be rude, it's not to be arrogant, but asking questions. And that's another way that helps, asking yourself questions. Why am I doing this? What does this serve my mission? Does this serve the mission as I know it now? Do I agree with what this person just said to me? Do I want better terms? Can I negotiate for better terms? Instead of saying things happen to you, it's starting to happen to life, starting to show up for life. And I think the next episode I'm going to talk about comparison, because it's so easy to start watching somebody else's movie and then deciding that, oh, the only way I can be main character is if I look like this, if I sound like this, if I had this much money. And it's not that at all. It's looking at your life the way it is and making the most of it because you can, and letting yourself evolve and grow. I've said so much, so many different things on this episode, and I hope they all tie together and you leave with something. But to sort of summarize, like, if there's one thing that you're going to walk away with on from this episode with, is this idea that you are the main character in your story. So start to act like it. And so whatever movies come to mind when you say that, whatever storylines come to mind when you say that, whatever thing you need to boost your confidence when you say that, please go after that and ensure that you're taking responsibility for your story and you're trying to build the life that you actually want to be living. This has been Nimsa on the Juma Girl Podcast. As always, I'm so excited and so grateful that you tuned in. Till next week, keep going after your dreams. Love the life you have. Build the life you want. Bye, guys.